Is our heart prepared? Because everything changes with the phrase, "Do not be afraid." Let's think about the text for a minute. From our scripture reading, we learn that Joseph knows that Mary is pregnant and is faced with a decision. He is wrestling with a decision to follow through on their marriage or not. If he calls it off with Mary and she has a baby or is believed to have been with a man yet unmarried, she would never have the chance to be married. No man would marry her. Matthew writes for a Jewish audience in this scripture, and this connection of Joseph being righteous and just while he wrestles with choosing compassion rather than rules is important for Matthew's hearers, but it's also important for us today. This is sometimes described as following the heart of the law instead of the letter of the law. As Joseph considers his options, he drifts off to sleep. The messenger or angel appears and tells Joseph first, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife," and then shares the rest of the story. Mary has not been with another man, but the child was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Joseph chooses to listen to the angel sent by God. This short text changes everything for our world and for Joseph. I'm sure this was not an easy decision to make, but with the angel's appearance and his trust in God's message of "Do not be afraid," his worry was lifted as he began a new life with a bride and a child on the way. It's been said that the opposite of joy that derives from fear is worry. Marcia McPhee states, "Worry is the illusion that we can somehow prevent tomorrow's heartache. When we live in worry, we live not in the present, but our minds keep us tending an unknown future. We often miss the joy of what is occurring right now and miss opportunities to be fully present to others with our attention and support. When we are robbed of our joy, it is difficult to create more joy in the world. When we spend time worrying about what could happen tomorrow, it takes the joy out of the present moment. What worries could we let go of so that joy could enter in?" Remember, God is with us always. Do not be afraid. Joseph listened to the messenger and waited in faith for what was yet to come. Somehow, there can be a beauty or a gift in waiting. Children wait for Christmas morning not with fear or anxiety, but in hope and joy that it will be a good Christmas morning. Children do not keep quiet about their wishes for Christmas, do they? They have a great way of voicing their desires, yet keep hope even if they know it is out of reach for their families. How do we wait for a new life we find in Christ? How do we handle the waiting that is yet to come? I cannot help but think about the fear that has been placed upon us through the chaos of politics and the 24/7 news. What if we gave up the worry, yet never stopped sharing God's desires for the world? The desires that are all wrapped up in Jesus. Joy, hope, peace, and love. Could we then use our voices for God's desires in a world without worry, like the persistence of children for Christmas? Do not be afraid to use your voice. I have a friend who was at the gas station pumping gas into her car. It was cold and she would have rather been anywhere else warm. Then she noticed a young man pumping gas. Happy, not just happy, but joyous. She really wanted to talk to him, but thought it might be a little strange to call out to him and ask him why he was so happy. She argued within herself as to whether or not to interrupt his joy. And finally, she couldn't help herself and spoke loudly toward him. She asked him, "I couldn't help but notice you're in a good mood. What's going on in your life to make you so happy?" And he said, "I just came from worship and I am fired up for God. I am so content to know that God is with me always." Then he said, "Could you really see this in me?" And she said, "Oh yes, you look beyond happy." And she told me about this experience and said, "I want some of that. I want to know a God that makes me feel that way." And she had been away from the church for some time. And this interaction brought her back to worship and back to church, back to a community of faith. Do not be afraid to show your joy. Mother Teresa once said, "Joy is a prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net of love by which you can catch souls." This sounds a lot like the young man at the gas station. What if we let go of our fear? What if we decided to spread joy, the joy of Jesus Christ, with our world? I know not everyone has the DNA to stand at a gas station and sing while pumping gas, but we do all have the DNA to express and share joy in our own way. And guess what? People notice. The singer and songwriter Will.i.am said, "If you are a chef, no matter how good a chef you are, it's not good cooking for yourself. The joy is in cooking for others." It's the same with music. And I'd argue, it's the same with God's love. God's love and joy that comes with it is not kept just for ourselves. It is to be spread outwardly so that others may know angels among us, reassuring us, "Do not be afraid." How will we listen to the angel, trust and let go of the worry to experience true joy? Who have been angels among us in our day that changed the course of our lives or human history for the better? And how will you be someone else's angel saying, "Do not be afraid. Let go of your worry. Live in this moment of joy." Amen.